welcome to the Wildlife Around You Show, a casual nature podcast with your hosts, Blaine
and Lainey,
both nature enthusiasts.
Hi.
How are you?
Great.
This is our good side.
Yeah. And this is the squint side.
Trying to work out the right angles with the sun that's rising.
Yes, which means we need to come out earlier. Now we know.
These things we learn.
Yeah. It's our second time.
So what wildlife have you seen lately?
Mississippi kites. So I didn't even know that there were kites that existed other than the toy that you fly up in the sky.
So, I knew they existed, but I didn't think they were anywhere around us.
No.
Not that we're close to Mississippi.
No. We're not that much. Really not that far. Were you the one that saw it originally?
Yeah. Saw a raptor up in a tree in our cul-de-sac and was like, that's not a hawk.
No.
What is that?
So, of course.
I had to go get the binoculars and the camera and try to take a picture of it. And then we've seen them
multiple times
consistently since then.
Because we've seen a pair of adults and then a pair of juveniles. And they look different.
Which admittedly, it's hawk migration time right now, too.
Yeah.
So they may be migrating around some.
But they have really, their wings are narrower and they go to a really fine point. And watching them, they can turn, and their maneuverability in the air was really impressive. Because other raptors, I mean, I haven't really watched kestrels fly. I would assume that they're pretty maneuverable and agile when they fly. But these
falcons are agile.
Yeah. And they're really pretty. They have very interesting markings. So check them out. What about you?
Hummingbirds.
Yeah.
So we've had one or two in our neighborhood that we've seen zipping through our backyard or at our neighbor's feeder or
the trumpet vines.
The trumpet vines on our way to school.
Yep.
So it's been fun to see them.
Oh, they're always so fun.
Trying to survive the heat.
Yeah. And seeing them when they perch it was fun.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk about the largest terrestrial mammal in North America.
In North America, we have to specify that.
The American bison, also sometimes called the American buffalo. So American adult bison, they can reach heights up to 6 feet at the shoulder, which is just massive.
Barely shorter than you.
Yep. And they can weigh between 900 and 2,200 pounds, which is a lot of mass.
So when park rangers say, stay away from them, they mean it. Like, I'm always amazed when I hear the stories of people that...
It's a fluffy cow. Let's go pet it.
No. They have horns.
So part of how you can identify it, if you haven't ever seen one before, besides the size, is that they have a massive head with a large shoulder hump and shaggy dark brown coat and a beard-like tuft of fur on their chin.
And the mid-torso back seems like they've just been shaved.
Yep.
Poor grooming.
It's more similar to like a cow hide. And then the front's very curly-haired, fuzzy.
And very shaggy.
Yeah. So where would you find a bison?
Historically, they roamed all over North America. Actually, all of the Americas, but large, vast areas of North America, the Great Plains, grasslands, and prairies. And right now, they primarily inhabit protected areas in national parks, reserves, and private ranches.
Yeah.
Which, because of that conservation, their numbers have improved over the last couple of decades substantially. They prefer areas with a combination of grasses and water sources because they are herbivores.
You ever seen a bison in the wild?
Probably, since I grew up over in the Intermountain West of most likely, and I've been to Yellowstone, but it was...
So long ago.
And I didn't appreciate the wealth of animals in the areas that I grew up And until I moved, you know, to Arizona and then here to Texas, of being in mountainous regions, you just see so many animals that I just kind of took it for granted. So, of course, now I want to go back and check them off.
Yeah, we'll get back to checking them off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
a small herd up around Caprock Canyons. And so there's sometimes, that's where we used to camp a lot when I was a young man. And so every now and then when you'd be checking in or whatever, there'd be the small herd not that far away of like, oh, there's bison. But similarly, it wasn't like, oh, there's bison. It was just kind of like, oh, there they are. Okay, yeah. Whatever.
It's not a food source for me. And they're, oh, okay. And we've seen
it. They're just sitting there grazing. They're not doing anything super exciting.
Yeah, because they're.
And it's not a huge. I mean, it was probably like a few dozen at most.
Yeah, there are a handful of, like, there's some working farms and ranches here in Central Texas that have them, but.
Yeah.
So I've seen them, but.
For the meat and the skins. Yeah. So one of the things that bison will do is they will create wallows, which is where they get on the ground and they kind of rub back and forth, and it slowly packs the ground down and wears it away. And so it makes these depressions in the grounds. And they do this because it helps regulate their body temperature, helps remove parasites, and it creates bare ground where new vegetation can grow. And we'll find out later some other benefits of their wallowing behavior. But what are some of the other things that they do?
They're incredibly social. They can be in huge herds. Their herds consist of females, their offsprings, and then a dominant male called a bull. They exhibit a very hierarchical social structure within the herd. So the dominant individuals lead and defend the group, and they are most active during the early morning and late afternoon.
Yeah. And within that herd, female bison, which are called cows, will typically give birth to a single calf after a gestation period of about 9 months. And calves are usually born in the spring or early summer and are reddish brown in color, which will gradually turn brown as they mature. And because of this red color, they're sometimes called red dogs until their coats change. And they are like every other young. They run around, butt heads, and gallop and frolic and everything else. They're kind of fun to watch.
Kids are kids in every species.
Yeah. And so they're precocial, which means that they are relatively independent and they can walk and follow the herd shortly after birth, which is necessary given the environment that they're in. And
yes, and who their predators are. Yep.
So what are their major predators?
Their main predators are wolves and not quite as common bears and mountain lions, but you hear about wolves.
Primarily wolves.
Yeah.
Yeah. They try to isolate those young or the weak ones and get some food because that's a good meal for the pack.
Yeah. Especially if they get an adult.
Yeah. So American bison are herbivores with a diet consisting mainly of grasses and sedges. And sedges are just like grass bushes. Oh. That's what you can think of them as, is this clumps, but they grow out with all that grassy stuff. They are bulk grazers, and they use their large curved horns and powerful neck muscles to sweep away snow or earth to reach the vegetation beneath. And so that's part of why they're so big.
Yeah.
Through those places, they can get multiple feet of snow, and they just put their head in it, and it's almost like a snow plow. They can just uncover it and then keep eating, and that's how they can survive winters.
Which is fascinating that an animal that large can subsist strictly on grass.
Yeah. Well, and through the seasons, because it's not like it's always cold. They have extreme cold, and they've got the big, thick fur to keep them warm, and then they also have pretty hot summers.
Yeah.
And they don't really migrate.
No.
They just stick with it and go through it. Was one, I didn't check this, but I vaguely remember somewhere in the past of like one of the differences between bison and cows is that when bison have a storm coming, they'll actually head into the storm instead of away from it.
Because they want to get through it and out of it.
And it's an adaptation that they have of like, they'll just put their head in it, and which I would prefer rather than having the storm up the butt. I would rather have it blowing at the head. There's some icy snow and cold rain that I wouldn't want.
Just nothing up the rump.
Hitting my behind the whole time. So what are some fun facts we found about them?
So they have a very strong cultural significance in the Native American tribes. And they're considered a symbol of strength, resilience, and abundance. They're fast, which is why you don't want to be too close to them. They can run up in speeds up to 35 miles per hour and jump up to 6 feet vertically, which is amazing.
Yeah, they can essentially jump over each other. But yeah, way faster than a human.
Yeah, way faster.
And you never know when they're going to start.
No.
It's not like, oh, I'm jogging and then I decide to speed up. It could just be from a dead stop to stampede.
Yeah, which is why you need to be cautious and remember they are wild, unpredictable animals. They have an exceptional sense of smell, excellent hearing, and relatively poor eyesight.
Yeah. So they won't know you if they run you over.
No.
They won't see you, necessarily.
But they'll hear you and smell you.
Yeah. So bison are valuable because they're considered a keystone species. So they play a pivotal role in shaping and maintaining the health and diversity of the grassland ecosystems. As we talked about, their grazing and their wallowing influence plant communities. They help disperse seeds. They help improve the soil health. They will, which in turn benefits numerous other species. And they indirectly support a wide range of wildlife, including birds, insects, and small mammals. Because as they wallow, it creates places where rainwater can collect. It clears the land so others can do it. And it's amazing how many burrowing animals there are where bison live. Yeah. And so they all kind of are interdependent.
Like, we're watching a nature documentary. I don't know. I can't remember if it was Nat Geo or something else, but it was on some grasslands and there were burrowing owls and some other burrowing animal. And it was during the bison rut, and I can't remember if they call it a rut or not, but it's their mating season and they're all running around, and those burrowing animals know when to either go into their burrow or get out of the way.
Behaviors to make the bison pay attention.
Yeah.
And move.
Which was just fascinating because a bison could take out a burrowing owl so easily.
Yeah.
But they were all safe and lived very harmoniously.
Yeah. Another benefit of bison is that they represent a conservation success story. They demonstrate that there is potential for human being intervention to actually help and restore an endangered species. And preserving bison as a way of respecting and honoring the culture and historical heritage for many of the indigenous people of North America, as we talked about. They hold significant importance with them. And then similar to many other large animals, they help contribute to ecotourism. There are lots of people that mm-hmm. go to see bison in Yellowstone mm-hmm. or in Tetons or various other places. They also help with hunting and the sale of all the bison-related products.
Oh,
meats
yeah.
and hides and everything else. And so they're still valuable to our cultures and communities, even if you're not right next to a big bison population.
Yeah, well, how many times have us going on road trips through Arizona and New Mexico of bison jerky and mm-hmm. other items? And then even here, there are a couple of restaurants that sell on their menus, they have bison, you know, yeah. burgers and stuff, which is kind of fascinating. It's becoming integral.
Yeah. So if you live in the Great Plains and near the Rocky Mountains, go out and see some bison, but remember to keep your distance.
Yeah. Because
your binoculars or your telephoto lens yeah. or stay in your car.
And especially if it's during where they're young.
Yeah.
They're very protective of their babies.
Yeah. And during the rut.
Yeah.
Because in the rut, they don't care about anybody.
No. The boys are just trying to spread their seed.
Yeah.